my dogs love to shit all over my shirts, no matter what I'm wearing. They just love to shit all over it.
I bet you do.
Yeah.
Wait, bet you... Okay, so your dog just shits on your shirts anyways.
Yes. Welcome to the Morning Riot. I'm Tate, he's Chris, and today it is a beautiful 61 degrees and cloudy. And it looks like it's gonna rain, but it probably won't, because, you know, Florida.
It rained last night.
Yeah.
And it was all foggy. Dude, my mom fucking set a fire hazard up in the house last night. And, like, I went into the living room, and I smelled a scent that I'd never smelled.
You smelled a scent.
That I've
you
never...
You smell that? That smelly smell. That yeah. smelly smell that smells smelly.
I smelled a weird smelt. And I go into the living room, and I'm like, what the fuck is that?
I smelt.
And then I see that my mom forgot to blow out a candle the night before. And I just see that, like, this candle is still going. It, like, burned through the entire thing overnight.
Jeez.
And I was like, are you shitting me?
Oh, my God.
We already had one apartment building burned down in our neighborhood, like, freshman year. We don't need ours to burn down now. Like, I've been so paranoid of my neighbors for fucking 4 years, and now I'm paranoid of my own mom. Like, what is the deal here? My hands are, like, dry as fuck. Anyways, so, yeah. That's what I woke up to this morning, and
oh,
I panicked. I don't know why...
Why are you just aggressively rubbing your hands together?
For some reason, my brain thinks that I can rub away all this fucking dead skin by rubbing my hands, but no, it's just dry, and it's just kind of, like, stuck there, like, welded to my skin. Meme review.
Hey, we actually have a topic today. A well-thought-out topic, I think. At least, I don't know what was going through Chris's mind when he said, yo, let's talk about this.
Yeah, personalities.
Oh, yeah. Also, we were... not gonna do the podcast on Wednesday. We were just kind of got in the car, and I think it was just mutual acknowledgement. Like, Tate, you want to do the podcast? Nah, do you? Nah. And that was it. That's what happened on Wednesday. So yeah. Anyway.
Yesterday wasn't a good day, anyways.
Yeah, it really wasn't.
Everything felt super fucking awkward. I don't know what it was.
Back to your regularly scheduled programming.
At 5 o'clock news.
Yes.
So yeah, I wanted. So Marcus. Yesterday I was on Reddit, and I saw a subreddit called there's like liquid pouring out of that fucking truck. Ew, why is it brown? Anyways,
I want to be behind this.
I looked at this subreddit called INTP, and I got really confused, and I looked through it, and it was like some kind of like personality type of some kind of people or whatever. And then I remembered that I had taken a test a few years ago, like a personality test on my own, and I scored INFP, which is like the most emotionally turbulent personality type, I think. But basically I found a subreddit of other INFPs, and I read through so many like posts that I, like, this subreddit, I could not relate to this subreddit harder than anything else. Everything that was posted in there, I was like, holy shit, this is the type of shit that I do. And it's basically, like, it's kind of it's a really weird and complex personality type, but it's basically, like, you're so creative-minded that you're just a weird individual, I think. I think that's how you can explain it.
So, autism.
Maybe.
That was a joke, but okay.
There's I think also ADHD is associated with this personality type, in which I might want to go in and get checked. But, yeah, basically, like, you know how, like, everyone has, like, a fucking voice in their head or whatever, right? And
you're
always, like, thinking about shit. Well, INFPs, we have...
multiple voices.
We just have like a much more, yeah, kind of multiple voices. We have just a lot of shit going on.
Chris.
And it's not just creepy whispering. It's like it's like yourself, but you're talking to yourself.
Chris.
What?
I see dead people.
Bad meme.
No, good name.
But like with INFPs, literally sometimes we'll have like arguments with ourselves. Like it sounds really stupid and it's kind of hard to explain, but literally I do this all the time, but I'll be like in the shower or some shit, but like whenever I tell you that, if you see me with earbuds in or some shit like that, or I'm just like staring at a wall, or like I'm kind of zoned out. Sometimes yeah. I'm just thinking about something, but also at the same time, I'm having a conversation in my head about a topic.
Yeah. It's almost like a back and... I almost know what you're talking about. I think I took one of those tests. I don't remember what my exact score is. I know I got an I, because, you know, introvert, lol.
No, I think... No, the I stands for intuitive, I think.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
The one I took was like... It was like I and E in the first slot. I don't know, dude. Maybe we took the different ones.
Probably took a different one.
Yeah. I don't know. There's so many personality tests out there. It's kind of like... I don't know. Hard to get a gauge on yeah. who's what. Because I feel like every time you take it, you score something different.
Well, I mean, I took it 3 times just to confirm that everything that I had was up to date. And every single time
I text my mom and like see if I can find my results again.
But I think like... So, like, the I stands for intuitive, which I think means,
Well, isn't there, like, 2 letters per category? Or per, like, slot?
No, it was usually, like, 4.
Okay. Okay, yeah.
Okay. But I think... So, like, the I stands for intuitive, which I think means, you... Like, you're more inside your head than you're, like, than just introverted, basically.
So I was right.
Yeah, but it... Yeah, I don't know how to explain it. The N, I don't know what the N stands for. I know that F stands for feeling, and P, I think, stands for perception, which means that, like, I'm more aware of... That's why I say that I'm more aware of my surroundings, that I look at everything.
Not me.
Yeah, so I'll find, like, art in anything. Like, anything that I look at, I can, like, make a movie scene out of it, or a photo, or whatever the fuck, because...
I do things with, like, music.
Huh?
I do that, but, like, with music, more or less, than, like, actual art. I don't know, though.
I don't know.
Depends.
Hold on, I'm in, like, deep thought right now.
Yeah, you just, like, spaced. You okay there, buddy? Like, is there something I need to know about?
I don't know, but, like, the INFP personality type, what is this dude doing? Just driving into the dirt. Nissan truck. Yeah. Oh, something that I found really funny was that, there's a lot of posts that, on that INFP subreddit that state that the personality type is very contradicting of itself, because when you're INFP, you have a lot of good qualities, but at the same time, you have a lot of qualities that combat those good qualities, so it's literally just a constant struggle all the time, and I realize that it is very true. Like, INFPs are usually, like, very creative. But at the same time, they can develop like a low ego or some shit like that, and they will not express that creativeness.
Yeah.
They can think a lot, and like it would be really amazing at like the ideas and shit like that they come up with, and it's like something incredible to share. Mm. But then when it comes to the actual sharing, you're just looking at a fucking wall.
Yeah.
Like they don't explain much because they don't know how to.
Yeah, it's like you at the art awards.
I didn't say anything at the
I know,
awards.
But if you did, you probably would have been like, fuck.
Yeah, most likely. But then again, like, the art that I sent into the Scholastic art and writing thing was, I got distracted anyways.
What were you doing, staring at my water bottle?
No, I was looking at your phone. Okay. Ah! I'm holding it now. When I sent that shit in, like, when I first made that artwork, I didn't really think much of it. I just found it in my, like, Oregon photos folder.
That's cool.
Yeah, and I was like, oh, this is probably a good idea. And then I just slapped on like 50 gradients and some paint splatters on the background. I was like, I think this is good. And then everyone was like, turn this shit in, turn it in, it's so good. And I'm like, oh, okay. Every time that someone asks me what it is or like what I did or whatever, I just explain to them. I'm like, I don't know, I just took a photo.
I just took a photo and fixed it.
Yeah.
I fixed it and made it look cooler.
Yeah.
That's all I did, man.
I literally do that with like everything.
Yo, you're gonna have to send me the test because I kind of want to take it at some point.
Oh, I got really confused. I was like, what test? I thought you were talking about MCR for a second or some shit like that. I was like, wait.
No, I'm actually talking to my boss for a drug test. Hold on, give me a second.
Drunk test.
Yo, can you send me the test?
Actually, wait, hold on. I can use my phone while the podcast is running, right?
I can take it while driving in the car. Yeah, I think so.
Okay. I think we can go ahead and access where that personality test is. I can't spell personality test. I don't know why I snorted. I think it was 16 personalities. Yeah. It's a 1-2-3 test. I don't know what the fuck that means. I think this was it. Yeah. 16 personalities.
How many questions are on it?
It says it takes 12 minutes. I don't remember. I think it was like 30 or something. It's a lot of questions because it asks a lot of things that you tend to do. Should we take this test right now?
Yeah, sure, dude.
All right.
I don't care what the podcast thinks of me or my opinions. Fuck them.
All right.
No, I love you guys. Don't worry.
First question. You find it difficult to introduce yourself to other people?
Probably disagree. I wouldn't say strongly disagree, but disagree.
So
it's easy for me to introduce myself. So yeah.
Okay. We'll say like the middle one.
There's
three options.
Yeah, middle disagree is good. Okay.
You often get so lost in your thoughts that you ignore or forget your surroundings.
Yeah, that happens a lot.
Okay, so yes. Very agree. I do the same. You try to
respond my emotions.
You try to respond to your emails as soon as possible and cannot stand a messy inbox.
Yes!
Okay.
I'm greedy!
Dude, I have such a messy inbox. Mine is like at 5,000 emails that are unread. Okay, so you find it easy to stay relaxed even when there is some pressure.
Yeah.
Alright. You do not usually initiate conversations.
No, I do. I do. Because no one else wants to talk to me, so.
So, middle disagree, or?
No, I usually initiate, so yeah. I guess that's fine.
Okay. You rarely do something just out of sheer curiosity.
Rarely do something out of disagree.
Okay. Next. You feel superior to other people.
You could just walk up to someone on the fucking just on the fucking street and say, "Hey, sir, you, do you feel superior to other people?" You can walk up to like some homeless guy and be like, "Hey, dude, do you feel superior to other people?"
Hey, buddy, are you a psychopath? Do you feel superior?
Do you have
people?
Narcissism? No, I don't. That's the exact opposite. All
right. Being organized is more important to you than being adaptable.
Being more organized is important. Yeah, probably.
All right, so we're gonna do three. You are usually highly motivated and energetic.
Highly motivated and energetic. You see me in MCR.
So I'd say disagree, right?
I mean, energetic, probably. Highly motivated, depends on what it is. So I guess, like, the last degree, like, the one closest to neutral.
So, middle.
Yeah.
Middle
agree.
Yeah. Alright, winning a debate matters less to you than making sure that no one gets upset.
Fuck yeah, dude. I don't care about your feelings.
Wait.
Winning a debate is
matters,
more important.
No, it says winning a debate matters less to you.
Oh, yeah, disagree. Fuck
so,
you.
Okay, disagree.
No, probably like, I mean, it depends on which way I'm hurting them. Like, if it's obviously like, your political views, in my eyes, are incorrect, and then you're gonna get offended over that, well, then fuck you. But if, like, I actually, like, you know, insult to your family or some shit like that. I'm like, oh, wait, fuck, my bad.
So would you say, like, middle disagree?
Probably, like, last disagree, you know, the one closest to neutral, but still disagree.
Yeah, all right. You often feel as if you have to justify yourself to other people.
Yo, yeah. Yes.
Okay. Your home and work environments are quite tidy.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. You do not mind being at the center of attention.
Do not mind being at the center of attention. Yeah, no, I do mind. I very much mind.
So disagree.
Yes, strongly disagree.
Strongly disagree, all right.
I hate being the center of attention.
You consider yourself more practical than creative.
No. No.
People can rarely upset you.
Yeah. Yeah, that's probably true.
Your travel plans are usually thought... Wait, hold on. Your travel plans are usually well thought out.
Maybe?
We'll just do, like, the one closest to neutral.
Yeah.
It is often difficult for you to relate to other people's feelings.
No, not really. Yeah.
So, middle disagree?
Yeah, middle disagree. Because if you're like, I'm a psychopath, I'm like, I don't understand you!
Alright, your mood can change very quickly.
Your mood can change very quickly. I don't know. Does it? I guess it, yeah. Yeah, I mean, like, it can change quickly, but not, like, super quick. It's not, like, snap of the finger. It's, like, so gradual, but there's, like, you know.
Yeah. So we'll just say just, like, little...
Yeah.
Right. Right. In a discussion, truth should be more important than people's sensitivities.
Yes.
Yes.
What are you, fucking libtard?
Yeah, when I first saw that question, I was like, am I arguing with, like, liberals or something?
What are you, fucking liberal? Who are you, Hillary Clinton?
You rarely worry about how your actions affect other people.
No, I worry. I worry a wee bit.
Alright. Your work style is closer to random energy spikes than to a methodical and organized approach.
Yes.
Sorry. Same. You are often envious of others.
No, not really.
Alright. An interesting book or video game is often better than a social event.
Yes! 100% agree! That has probably been the most relatable question on this whole entire thing. You kidding me?
Alright. Being able to develop a plan and stick to it is the most important part of every project.
Most important... I'm sorry, can you repeat that?
Being able to develop a plan and stick to it is the most important part of every project.
Probably, yeah.
Alright. You rarely get carried away by fantasies and ideas.
No.
You often find yourself lost in thought when you are walking in nature.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I don't take walks in nature too much because, you know, allergies are gonna, like, stab me in the back and say, go fuck yourself. But when I do...
That was the same with me in Oregon. When me and my sister went for a walk down this one road, we, like, went to this one, like, underpass, and my eyes just fucking swelled up and everything was just dying.
Bro,
on my face.
My dad bought my mom a bouquet of flowers, and I woke up this morning, my eyes were so puffy and leaky. I'm like, it is one fucking thing of flowers. Alright, what's the next question?
If someone does not respond to your email quickly, you start to worry if you said something wrong.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
As a parent, you would rather see your child grow up kind than smart.
Yeah. Yeah, you can be kind and stupid. I'm okay with that.
You do not let other people influence your actions.
No, I don't give a fuck.
So wait.
You do not let other people, so it'd be agree.
Agree, okay.
Right?
Yeah. Yes. This question sometimes confuses me. When you sleep, your dreams tend to focus on the real world and its events.
No. No.
So disagree. Where did it get when from? It does not take you much time to start getting involved in social activities at your new workplace.
It takes me a bit. Yeah.
So, very little disagree.
Yeah.
You are more of a natural improviser than a careful planner.
No. I need to plan shit out.
Your emotions control you more than you control them.
Certain situations, yes. Otherwise, no. So probably like right there.
All right. You enjoy going to social events that involve dress up or role play activities. AKA, are you a furry?
I can't believe this is a question.
That's a
are you?
Question.
You're essentially asking me if I'm a furry or not. Or if like. And if not a furry, then, like, one of those weird people who go to, like, the military sim, like, mil sim events, but it's, like, the Revolutionary War, so you end up in a fucking line. No. Fuck no.
Heavily disagree. You often spend time exploring unrealistic and impractical yet intriguing ideas.
What the fuck? Alright, exploring unreal. Yes. Sorry, I had to read that question myself.
Would you rather improvise than spend time coming with a detailed plan?
No, I need a plan. I feel like we already answered that, but I mean, like, you know.
Yeah, we kind of did. You're a relatively reserved and quiet person.
I feel like you can answer that.
If you had a business, you would find it very difficult to fire loyal but underperforming employees.
Fire, but... Under loyal? No, nah. They gotta go, man. They gotta go.
So disagree. You often contemplate the reasons for human existence.
Yes.
Logic is usually more important than heart when it comes to making important decisions.
What kind of decisions?
Important decisions.
Yeah.
Keeping your options open is more important than having a to-do list.
No.
If your friend is sad about something, you are more likely to offer emotional support than suggest ways to deal with the problem.
Probably offer emotional support.
Alright. So agree. You rarely feel insecure.
That's bullshit.
You have no difficulties coming up with personal... You have no difficulties coming up with a personal timetable and sticking to it.
Yeah, no. Personal timetable, I can come up with one and stick to it, but, like, I just gotta have the motivation to do it.
Being right is more important than being cooperative when it comes to teamwork.
Of course! No, that sounds narcissistic. Of course not.
So...
Bruh, could you imagine, like, a narcissist taking this test? He'd be like, all about me.
Yeah.
God, there's got to be a way that you could find a narcissist by taking this test.
I'm pretty sure this test is used to find narcissists as well.
Really?
I think.
I have a few people that tried it on that. Continue.
You think that everyone's view should be respected regardless of whether or not they are supported by facts or not?
No.
Disagree. You feel more energetic after spending time with a group of people.
Probably, yeah. Although, I don't know sometimes, dude. If it depends on how long for it is, because if it's, like, for a long time, I'm sapped.
Yeah, whenever I'm with a group of people for a while, I get drained.
Yeah.
You frequently misplace your things.
Yes.
You see yourself as a very emotionally unstable... Hold on. You see the question.
Yeah. Move on.
Your mind is always buzzing with unexplored ideas and plans. You would not call yourself a dreamer. Disagree. You usually find it difficult to relax when talking in front of many people.
Yes.
Agree.
Very much agree.
Generally speaking, you rely more on your experience than your imagination.
Neutral.
You worry too much about what other people think.
Yes.
Alright, 20 more questions. If the room is full, you stay closer to the walls, avoiding the center.
Yes.
You have a tendency to procrastinate until there's nothing, not enough time to do anything. Alright.
Very much, yes.
You feel very anxious in stressful situations.
Yeah.
You believe that it is more rewarding to be liked by others than to be powerful.
No.
You have always been interested in unconventional and ambiguous things such as books, art, or movies.
Yes.
You often take initiative in social situations.
No, per se.
Oh, results. Here we go.
Oh, yay.
So you are INFJT.
Oh, yeah, I remember this now.
Advocate.
Yay. So, I think like the examples are like Martin Luther King or something like that. I know that's one of them.
So you are 31% extroverted, 69% introverted, 87% intuitive. So you are 87% intuitive, 13% observant, 49%.
Sounds about accurate. 13% observant. Yep, that sounds like me.
You are 49% thinking and 51% feeling. 69% judging and 31% prospecting.
Yes!
And then you are 44% assertive and 56% turbulent. So
like, who, doesn't it, like, tell you who you're, like, close to? Or, like, who the people who are also this personality type were?
Yeah.
Yeah, so, Martin Luther King and was one of them, I'm pretty sure.
Advocates, you may know. Martin.
Martin
Luther King.
Yeah, I remember this.
Nelson
now.
Mandela. Mother Teresa.
Mother Teresa.
Alanis Morissette.
She's a musician.
Jimmy Carter.
Hey.
Nicole Kidman. Goth. I don't know. Morgan Freeman.
Hey!
Jon Snow.
I, too, can be a narrator.
James Wilson, House MD. Aragorn from Lord of the Rings.
Seriously?
Yeah. And Galadriel. I was a fan of Lord of the Rings, but I don't remember the names. Michael Scofield from Prison Break.
There's a lot. We get it.
Aramis, the Three Musketeers.
Who the fuck is that?
I don't know. And then they give you, like, a whole story.
Yeah, description. Alright, you're gonna have to send that to me.
The advocate personality type is very rare, making up less than 1% of the population. Oh, Tay, you're a very rare personality, apparently.
Whoa!
So anyways, that was...
I'm 1% of the population, guys. I'm a minority. Yeah. Now I can play the victim card whenever I want.
So you are racially, nationally, and personality-wise...
Very rare.
A minority.
Yes. Because apparently other makes up 2% of the population.
So any guys of the he, what, there, who had... thank you for listening to my ass, and, I mean, we could probably do this personality test again with me.
Yeah, let's do that.
And see if I get the same, score again tomorrow. Thank you guys for listening. We'll figure it out.